So, I've been to a lot of vision councils. Back in the early 90s, they were calling me Rastapatch, and I started asking, what exactly is a rainbow gathering? Because people do talk about that. In fact, that's most of Vision Council is about. People think of Vision Council as a question of where is the next gathering, where? But I also wondered why or how. So we could ask all the W's, where, when, that's fairly easy sometimes. Who, that's nice enough, but it says it in the invitation, all peaceful beings. How, why, I guess, we do the silent meditation. This is the thing about the Rainbow Gathering that's unique, and there aren't very many things about the Rainbow Gathering that are unique. A lot of things happen in the summer, a lot of things gather people together. There's food here, people give away food, that happens. There's trees, people have guitars. One thing that the Rainbow Gathering does that is truly unique is this gathering of individuals from all over the world, 50 years almost now, to meditate in a non-sectarian manner for world peace. And we've changed a lot of people. But I'm wondering how much of this is able to be brought to more people. And one of the ways that I would think of doing that that hasn't been tried yet is to trim down a rainbow gathering experience to what might be able to be transported directly to, for instance, a county or a city park, where you found a way, perhaps including an overnight vigil, a sharing of food, a silence, and a vision council. What would be the minimum amount of custom and clutter that it would take to bring this to everyone in a vision that came to me slowly as I wondered, what is a rainbow gathering and why we do that? I thought that maybe someday there could be a rainbow gathering that took place everywhere all at once, where in every nation and in every state and in every county and province and in every city park, people would gather in silence for just enough hours to build that faith that it gives us, the faith that the person sitting next to you would be able to listen to you. When you sit in silence with someone for 6 hours, you really believe that they're able to listen to you. It makes what they say a different thing. It makes what they say a valuable thing. And I have a vision that someday a lot more people will be able to see that. And I would like to see that happen in more places than just one place, and more places than just the National Forest. Particularly by trimming down exactly what it is to really bring that rainbow family of living light experience.